1027 Business with Michael Avery.
It's day 524 of the lockdown, and the number we're counting this week is five. That is the number of years that the brand father, Jeremy Sampson, MD of Brand Finance Africa, has been with Brand Finance, who's on the line now. Jeremy, five? What's the anniversary for five? Wood. I hope you're not getting the wooden spoon. How are you doing?
Good to be with you again this evening. Let's move on quickly, otherwise you might get a wooden response from me.
Supergroup is the one that's really top of the list this week, and the number there is 12, isn't it? 12 years of turnaround from Peter Mountford. Now, I don't know if people can cast their minds back to 2009, but I just joined David Gleeson a couple of years prior to that, and he was focusing quite a bit on Supergroup at the time, and I recall the then CEO writing a few choice letters because David seemed to hammer on about the balance sheet. But 12 years on, and Peter Mountford's done a pretty good job.
He's done a very good job. I must say, when he took over from Mr. Lipschitz, there was a bit of an issue in many, many ways, which he had to settle down, and the share price had tanked terribly. I know that it wasn't just David Gleeson. I actually wrote something as well, which was fairly disparaging. And I was quite surprised that the following afternoon I had a phone call from Peter Mountford. And I thought, my goodness, no, that's actually quite impressive. But he is an impressive man. I've had a little dealing with him in the past, but he's done a fantastic job. And it's one of those groups that I don't think people fully understand its global reach and what it does. But it's a very considerable group, and he's done a fantastic job there.
Peter Mountford is an excellent CEO, but he's one of those CEOs who knows it as well, isn't he? And now, speaking of CEOs and potentially knowing when they've done a good job, I know one CEO who knows that he's in a long line of CEOs that have done a less than stellar job. Tiger Brands, finally out of Nigeria. And it just seems to be a continual story out of Tiger Brands, misstep after misstep after misstep.
Well, yes, you know, I've got a long memory, as you know, and working with the Tiger Brands or Tiger Oats and Milling, as it was, and the Frankel family back in the mid-80s, it was really a fantastic organization. Family run by the Frankels, but it was very, very good. And then, of course, C.G. Smith moved in. And when you actually think of all the great brands they've got, you know, Cool, Goldtastic, you can go on and on and on. You'd think that they'd actually be firing on all cylinders, yet they're not. They seem to stagger from one to another. And it's rather sad, the issues they've had in Nigeria. Mind you, they're not alone. But one wonders when they're going to start firing on all cylinders again. And there aren't too many signs of that at the moment, but hopefully they're cleaning house now, and their focus will get to those mega brands that they've got and making them really work hard for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, it has been from Peter McClary being pulled over the table by Alika Dangote to Lawrence McDougall and the listeriosis issue and Noel Doyle now also raising question marks around the recent coup recall. Just crisis after crisis after crisis. More like a pussycat than a tiger is Tiger Brands. One brand that is just going from strength to strength, though, is Nando's. Another great ad campaign, that fake news TV commercial around the missing babies. Got the ANC in a froth, didn't it?
Well, it did. And no, I thought that Nando's had been a little bit quiet of late, but they've come out with this lovely ad. And to your listeners who haven't seen it, perhaps go onto YouTube and dial it up. It's highly amusing. I've shown it to a couple of people, and they've really just started chortling away at the expense of the fake newsers and the ANC, etc. It's highly amusing. And, of course, it has put its finger on a very, very sensitive spot for the ANC, but just as well.
Well, just as well, because if you look at the ANC, it's a brand in severe decline as a political party. Not just the fact that it's missed the boat in terms of the local government elections and getting its councillors registered. I mean, how do you even do that ahead of the Constitutional Court tomorrow? It's going to be interesting to see what the Cong Court says. But back to the ANC, running out of money. I mean, if you look at it, it's got 100 million rand tax bill, 71 million rand in outstanding Provident Fund contributions, and 2 months of unpaid staff salaries. Well, who knows? Maybe Carl Niehaus will dedicate his life to the ANC for free for the rest of it. But I'm not too sure many other ANC staffers are willing to.
Well, just tell me of one brand you can ever think of that came out with the begging bowl. No, a brand to survive needs people who are going to want its services or buy its product or whatever. And the ANC has been in a tailspin for some time, which seems to be actually gathering momentum. Now, imagine someone who says, I need a loan or I need some money from you, but then you know that their leader only a few months ago was saying that something like, was it 3 trillion, had been looted by the ANC out of the South African economy over the last decade. And it's a bit ironic when you think about it as well, that the leader of the ANC is a billionaire in his own right.
Jeremy Sampson, the brand father with the brands and sense, pulling no punches this week. Jeremy, have a great weekend.
And you, Michael. Thank you.
Well, that's a wrap. All eyes now tomorrow on that US jobs number, as I said earlier. And I again implore you to go out there, get vaxxed. You just heard from Adrian Gore as well. Discovery has made it a mandatory policy, and I think increasingly we're going to see that all around the world. Exclusion, if you're not. Anyway, I'm going to be back with you on Monday.
1027 Business with Michael Avery.